Oh, good morning, everybody. How was your weekend, Roo?
Very, very good, thank you. Another great weekend in Adelaide.
Gee, the weather was good until sort of late yesterday, but it was there were a couple of nice days. Now, did you have a couple of grand finals?
I had a couple of grand finals. Had a losing netball grand final on Saturday.
No.
Yeah, a few tears there.
Yeah.
And a winning grand final yesterday.
Hey.
Yeah, the kids are on Mad Monday today. They're not going to school. the parents celebrated like they won it. And in fact, I just heard a bit in the news. There, they were talking about COVID breaches and fines. It was funny. The coach of the team yesterday, which is one of my close mates, and you know him, he was giving a speech. He was trying to make the boys feel all special, and he got everyone in the Glenunga footy club. He said, "Righto, stand up and raise your glasses." And there was 150 people there. I said, "Don't do that. You're not allowed to stand up and drink." We said 150 times by 5,000. That's a $750,000 fine, coach.
Right, nice. In the coffers?
So sit down.
Could have bankrupted the club right there.
That's what we said. We won't be in the comp next
year. Yeah. Being a Monday, we've got Monday Talkback not far away. We always have some characters ring up for that. Roo, Vince Foccarelli has been in the news a lot over the last few days. A lot of exposés on him, a lot of stories. You've got a Vince Foccarelli story that's intriguing.
It's an interesting story, yeah. We interviewed him, you remember?
Yeah, we did, when he was extradited.
Just before, that's right, before he was sent overseas. So we'll have a bit of a talk about him a bit later on.
The day that Roo met Vince Foccarelli and the police were involved. Mm. Good story. Mm. Very juicy. And what about the worst of all time?
Yeah, the worst of all time is up to
750.
Yeah. I love when it starts getting up this high.
Yes. A lot of talk over the weekend. I ran into a lot of people wanting to know, wanting to book us actually for gigs. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Roo and Ditts on Triple M.
Triple M. Roo and Ditts. Top three things you need to know.
The old Mexicans across the border, Ditts, the Melbournians are a bit happier. Only 14 cases yesterday, so they are starting to get on top of it.
Yep.
Lowest cases, I think, since June 19. So another good week, and they're talking about easing of some restrictions next Monday, which would be fantastic for the whole of Australia because it does impact us here. Maybe a lot of people don't realise indirectly, but it's a lot of businesses that work between the states. So let's hope they can keep on top of it. I think they only had two cases in New South Wales, so things are looking better.
Yep, we are heading in the right direction. Hey, Jeff Kennett has had a crack at Eddie Maguire. Now, it turns out over the weekend, and I'm only getting this sort of secondhand, reading it in the press this morning. So the teams that are quarantining up on the Gold Coast, Eddie's up there and Collingwood are up there. They're playing Port Adelaide tonight. And Jeff reckons that Eddie was out at a nightclub, was spotted at a nightclub, and he says, "Hang on, Ed, all of your team and all the officials, they're all quarantining, and you're out bloody dancing."
But he wouldn't be with the players if he's doing that because you're not allowed to be. Nah. Next to them. If you're not in what they call the bubble, then you can't go near players or coaches or anything. So he might be outside.
I'd like clarification. Does Eddie Maguire go to nightclubs anyway?
Oh, I hardly think Eddie's going to be ripping up the dance floor on the
That's
on
what
the
I thought when
coast.
I read it. Yeah.
Might be a bit of a stretch.
Sounds a bit strange.
Come back to us with that one.
Well, I want to hear from Jeff Kennett. I want to see what he's what he's had to say about it.
What's Jeff having a crack at Ed for?
Well,
is there a bit of argy-bargy happening there, is there?
Oh,
bit of Hawthorne getting knocked out, bit of...
Yeah, bit angry relevance. Maybe. Yep.
Mm, okay. We'll find out a bit more. Hey, what about Trumpy? Ditts, this is big news. The bloke who predicted Brexit, predicted Trumpy winning the last election, predicted ScoMo. He said Trump's going to win the next election.
Going to win
again. That's going to annoy a lot of people out there. But so that's the latest. So if you're a betting man, he's $2 at the moment, Donald. And also he got sent a letter that was laced with poison. Someone's tried to...
our mate Vlad.
Well, I'm not saying it's Vlad, and Vlad listens a lot to our show, Ditts, so be careful with who you're accusing and what you're accusing Vlad of. But Trumpy did get a letter that was contained poison.
Yeah, right. All right. It's dangerous stuff.
Very dangerous. And speaking of vaccines and Vladimir Putin and everything, they are... this is gospel. This is not having a bit of fun with Vladimir and Trumpy, but they're saying the vaccine that comes out for the virus will be... a lot less effective on
overweight people.
Hang on. Why? Mm.
So, well, it is. They said, actually, at the moment, vaccines that are out there, whether it's for the flu, whether it's for hepatitis B, whether it's for tetanus or even rabies, all those vaccines do not work on, or they work, they're less effective on people that are overweight.
Well, for those of us with slightly bigger
bodies.
You
said you were obese, didn't you?
Slightly bigger bodies.
Were you joking about that?
Inject more. No, that's what the BMI test came back and said.
They're twice the chance... twice less chance of working on obese people.
Well, that's...
they don't get the virus, this.
Refreshing to know. All right.
Hey, that's the facts. Yeah. Just reporting the facts.
Okay, thanks for that.
That's all right.
You've written me off.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits overnight sports.
Well, the season has come and gone for the Adelaide Crows. Let's have a listen to the coach, Matty Nix.
It's been really tough at times. You know, we haven't performed anywhere near where I expected us to be. I had a chat with Rory and... yeah, it stings. His main point to me was around, I just, it needs to sting for us. This is, you know, this is our worst performance as a football club.
Rue, the stigma of a wooden spoon, does it mean anything to you or
not? Doesn't worry me at all, to be honest. I'm not happy about the year and I think they underachieved, but I think they'll bounce out of it pretty quick.
All right. On the weekend, a significant moment for Tex Walker. He'll join us tomorrow morning to talk all about it, but he broke the record for kicking the most goals at the club.
202 games, 440 goals. This to break the record at the Adelaide Crows to be the leading all-time goal kicker. He makes no mistake, straight through the middle, and teammates run from everywhere. And you can see actually the members are on their feet here at the Adelaide Oval. It's a nice touch.
That was a good touch, wasn't it? For the
people on their feet. Yeah.
I reckon we wonder if we'll hear from Tex in Monday Talkback because they'd be on. Mad Monday.
Yeah. Mm. That commentator, by the way.
He is also, I don't know why they use that bloke. He's got no idea.
This is on the Auto Masters text line.
He's so biased.
Tell that bloke to calm the farm on his bromance with Dusty Martin. Sitting at the game Saturday night listening to the Yams. Tone it down, mate. That's from Lindy. So there you go.
Is that bloke?
Same bloke. He's no good.
Does he like Dusty Martin?
I don't know, but he must have been going over the top. Yeah.
My lad went in his full Rocco, full Richmond gear to the game on the weekend. He had his jumper on. I told you about it last week. He went with his number four on his back. He was absolutely cock-a-hoot about Dusty.
Yeah. All right. Now, Port Adelaide tonight taking on Collingwood.
Yes. This is
now,
a big game.
It is big. So, Port Adelaide to finish top or to finish second. So, to finish second, play Richmond week one of the finals. To finish top, play Geelong week one of the finals.
Now, a lot of people might say, well, they're both premiership favourites. I can tell you right now, Richmond are in better form than Geelong.
Do you think so?
The last 2 weeks have been average, very average. I mean, they nearly got – it took Dangerfield to get them across the line in a quarter of brilliance yesterday.
Yep.
Whereas Richmond are starting to really rev up and they get three gun players back next game.
Okay.
As well. So you got to win, but Collingwood have to win tonight too. Because if Collingwood don't win tonight, they have to go to Perth and take on the Eagles who are – hard to beat over there.
So there's a lot on it for both sides.
Both sides will be trying tonight, I would have thought.
Port Adelaide tonight, lean it back in, who I really like. I think he's a good player, Roo. He always plays well when he comes in. And young Boyd Woodcock gets another chance as well. Let's hear from Ken Hinckley about playing at the Gabba.
We wouldn't have any fears of playing at the Gabba, but it's nice to play there, you know, with the last round of the season. We don't get a choice in it, but it's okay that we're going to the Gabba, knowing that hopefully at some stage later in the year, we'd love to be able to get back there very late in October.
Yeah, what a finish to the season. Port Collingwood national stage tonight. It'll be a great one.
I know Port people are whinging that she wanted it to be in Adelaide. I think it's fantastic for Port to play this game there, because if they do everything right, they've got a couple of games in Adelaide, but playing in Queensland at the moment is wet, it's slippery, the oval's different. So to get up there, play a night game and go, this is what it's going to be like when we get back here in the grand final day, I reckon it's a fantastic lead in for you.
Yep, fair point. And just finally, Scott McLaughlin took the chocolates over the weekend, week one of the back-to-back weekends. Out there at the Bend Motorsport Park.
It would have been a great weekend.
There was a lot of
weather.
Gee, there were some prangs out there. There's a lot of excitement.
That's racing.
Yep, it is.
G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Robert.
On Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Not really enough for argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, let's open up the phones, Roo. Everyone wants to have their say after a big weekend.
I'm going to Tommy Tai Chi's this week, Dits.
Yeah.
I'm just slipping down there for a little feed. Let's see if he's on the line a little bit later on. Hello, good morning. Who's our first caller?
Hello, Roo. Hello, Dits.
Who's that?
Former Premier of Victoria, Jeff Kennett.
Hello, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
How are you, mate?
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Good. I see you've had a bit of a crack at Eddie Maguire.
Look, after a great win yesterday and a great farewell to Poops and to Strats, you know.
Yes, Popolo and Stratton.
Yeah. Great men. I have been accused of saying that Eddie went to a disco.
Mm-hmm.
I categorically want to say that I am not 100% sure.
Right.
But he was reported leaving the hub wearing white flares and a paisley shirt open to his waist.
Right.
Coming Saturday Night Fever, staying alive. Now,
okay.
You're not going down to a 7-Eleven to buy some chips wearing that aisle.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
He wasn't with Harley Bunnell, was he?
And as president of the Hawthorne Football Club, I just want to categorically say that, you know, that is on the cards. But, you know, you have to ask him. Anyway, boys, sounding good. All right. God go with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Get that peg off.
Righto. Jeff Kennett there. Who've you got there next, Roo?
Not sure. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. It is a Roland Ditz.
Hello. Yes. Yeah. Who's that?
It's Vladimir.
Hello,
oh, Vlad. Glad you're back.
What's going on?
You know, I think I have spoken to you enough. You can call me Vlad, you know.
Okay. Righto. Thanks,
How's
Vlad.
Comrade Marshall going? And it's one of my good man, that Comrade Marshall. Is he got the troops moving up with the tanks up to take over the Northern Territory?
No, we don't know. That's not how we do it.
No, Vlad.
That should be his next move, you tell him that. Border police, you lock off the borders and move north. That's what he has to do.
Okay.
Have you boys got the reports that Trumpy got his card?
Yes, he got his Christmas card from somebody.
That's all I want to know.
Right. There was poison found in the card.
You know, I just say it sends Trumpy a little Christmas card. Good to know reports are that he has got that. See you, boys.
All right, thanks, Vlad.
Yes, and for people who don't know out there, Trumpy did get a letter that contained poison.
Yeah, over the weekend. All right, I think we can get to the bottom of that one then. Right, let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
G'day, boys. How you going,
mate? Fonzie.
Is that you, Fonzie?
Hey, it's John Farnham, mate. Sincerely, I just want to say you blokes are sounding good. I love listening to you, and so does Glenn and the Bride. And,
oh, thanks.
No, mate, sincerely. And we just, you know, we're pretty disappointed, Glenn and I.
What about?
Well, there's been protesters over here in Victoria, mate, and they've been singing You're the Voice at the protest.
I saw that. How dare they?
Mate, you know. It's a celebratory song, mate. It's not for protests. And we're a bit disappointed in that. You know, if they could just sing, I don't know, Glenn reckons if they could have their theme as the Knack, My Corona, you know, would it be a lot better?
Corona. That'd be more fitting, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I'd love that. Anyway, boys, sounding good, I love you. I'd really do. See you, mate.
Did you get a call up for the grand final at all?
Mate, if you talk to anyone, you know a lot of blokes, and you both do. I know that, and I love you. But if you got any contacts, mate, just call me. Really, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Thanks, Farzy.
See you, boys.
Let's get one more call in. We'll squeeze one more in. Hello, good morning.
Oh, I got mixed feelings at the minute.
Oh, what do you mean,
Tex?
Well, you know, wooden spoon was no good.
Yeah. No, it's not good. No.
But I broke the record. Thanks, Ray.
Standing ovation, Tex.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I looked up and everyone was standing up. I was pretty happy about that.
That was all for you too, you know that.
Oh, I know. I think so. I'm sitting here in a tutu as well.
Oh, are you on Mad Monday?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Are you ready? Have you been to
I'm
bed?
Ready to go. Well, oh, no, I'm a bit tired, actually.
You didn't go to the Alma and put a heap of money over the bar, did you? Or no money over the bar, I mean.
Yes, but it's going to be it was big, and it's going to be bigger. And the chintz stuff of the tutus is hurting my thighs. It's rubbing a bit, but you know.
Well, don't have a COVID breach today, please.
No, I'll try my best, mate. And you know, I did see Eddie in some flares. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I did see that
in
the Paisley shirt. Yeah, hey, I got a gag.
Yeah,
Blake goes to the doctor and he says to the doctor, I got a hearing problem.
You got a hearing problem.
Yeah, and the doctor says, "What are the symptoms?" And he says, "Oh, the fat bloke's called Homer, and the other one's got purple hair, and it's called Marge."
Get on your text. Enjoy Mad Monday.
Boys. Roll that one out of the Savo with the boys.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, text.
That's all we got time for, thank God, with Monday Talk Back.
97 Triple M.
Oh, hello on this Monday morning. Rue's been celebrating a premiership over the week. He got a wooden spoon to premiership all in the one weekend.
What a great weekend, eh? A little spooner in the AFL and a flag in the under 12s.
Yeah, well done. Fantastic. Hey, worst of all times coming up later on this morning for $750. Have we got a little snippet of it, Mel, please?
A 1, 2, 3.
There you go, $750.
All right.
We'll do that later on this morning.
A little bit later on. Amos Gill's going to join us as well. He's always up for a laugh.
Yep, he is. Now, Roo, Vince Foccarelli, they've been writing about him over the last few days. We've seen double-page spreads in the Advertiser about him.
Yep.
And when he was deported a couple of years ago, he agreed to talk to us here on our show. But first up, Frank Pangallo did this expose on him on Today Tonight.
Look, I'm not gonna lie, Frank. It excited me. You know? I like what it represented. I enjoyed the violence at that point.
The days of guns, fast bikes, flashy clothes that marked the bloody life of gangster and bikie Vince Foccarelli are, according to him, gone, even his name.
What is it today? Imran Abdussalam. You could never go back to that. Never, Frank. If you're a betting man, bet everything, Frank.
Okay, so he went through a change in lifestyle and he was converted to Islam.
Yep.
Anyway, he was being deported from Australia, and he's still overseas, isn't he?
Yeah, as far as I know.
He went to Italy?
Malaysia, I think he might be.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, he's OS, and they're doing a story on him, and we interviewed him just before he was leaving. Yeah. How long since you've committed anything, any crime? 2013?
I haven't been convicted from any crime. They've put me on, they've taken me through the courts with certain circumstances and situations, and they were dropped. The major situations were dropped completely. Every single little major indictable and minor indictable.
So wasn't quite sure how to answer that one,
no.
Vince, but here's another question from Ditz.
Imran, tell me about your life now. You tell everyone that you've changed. Frank Pangallo vouches for you heavily or vehemently. Tell me about your life and how you've changed.
There is no comparison to living a legitimate and a pure life compared to the other. And Islam has done that for me, has made me realize and reflect on the wrongs that I did, the pain that I've caused, and the mistakes that I made, which means that I'm a human being like everybody else, including you guys, and I'm sure we've all made mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made me see life for what it really is. I enjoy life. I love my religion. I love interacting with the community. I've always had that persona about myself. This time I can act on it. And if your friend has come to the cafe and has spoken to you that, you know, the treatment that the public gets when it comes there, he's right. We take it very serious because, you know, Islam is getting a very bad rap in and around the world at the moment, as you can appreciate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the non-Muslims come into that cafe, we make it our job, you know, and our goal to make sure that they see Islam for what it really is.
There you go. Vince Foccarelli.
He had a little cafe in Carrington Street at the time before being deported.
Yep, that's right. All right, in a moment, Roo had an amazing close encounter with Vince Foccarelli. It's an amazing story. We'll get to that next on Triple M. Roo, we're talking about Vince Foccarelli.
Yeah, they've got the Foccarelli files they've been doing in the Advertiser.
They have, yep. All right, tell us about your close encounter with Vince Foccarelli. What happened?
Yeah, so running a pub like the Alma, which is sort of probably 10 years ago, was very busy nightclub part of the pub as well. So we had, you know, big Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons was a big Sunday session. And we'd attract people from everywhere and young crowd and that wanted to have a bit of fun on a Sunday afternoon and have a few drinks and keep the weekend going for a bit longer. And you've got to manage closely who gets in there because safety's number one in pubs. You don't want to be having fights and you don't want to have people getting hurt. You want them to be able to look forward to going there, whether it's your daughter or your son and being safe. But nightclubs attract people from all parts of Adelaide at times, especially if you've got the busiest place. And on Sundays, we were that. And, you know, part of Vince Foccarelli's story is he left one bikie gang
and actually got kicked out of it, went to another one, started up his own called the New Boys, and for a while there, some of their younger members, if you want to call them that, were coming to the Alma, and there was a bit of a fracas one day, and when you run a pub, you want to get on the front foot, make sure that doesn't happen again and sort out why. So a bloke that I knew Vince, so he organised for me to go and catch up with him to try and sort it out, because you just don't want incidents to happen in your pub. So he organised it, went around to this house and met him and said, look, we didn't kick you guys out for any other reason other than we just can't have any incidents at the pub. We don't want young people going there, having a few drinks, maybe dancing, bumping into one of your blokes, getting a bit angry and having a fight. It's not the right thing to do. And he said, is that all it is? Is it because, you know, are you being racist? Because he's some of his guys were from different nationalities. I said, no, far from that. We just want to have an environment where everyone's comfortable and there's no fights and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, we had a long chat and he said, as long as you're not racist, as long as you're not deliberately picking on my people, then it's okay. And anyway, we had a chat for a while, shake hands, move on. Life's all good. Anyway, I thought it was all over and done with, but the funny thing was within a week, I got a call from a guy who's tied up in the police and said, what are you doing hanging around Vince Foccarelli?
You're joking.
No. So this is the time when, he's getting shot.
Yeah.
His son was murdered.
Yeah.
Anyone
so you're being watched.
Well, at that time I was, so you could picture, obviously, there was police there tracking him, and they see me walking.
You roll up.
I was captain of the Crows.
Yeah.
what the hell is happening here? Mm. So the way it was reported to me was they thought I was mates with him. What are you hanging around him? And I said to the boat, mate, I'm only hanging around because I don't want any fights at my pub, not because I'm best mates with him. So
you're
thinking about being a gangster or anything out there, you better be very good at it because the police are watching.
How intimidating was it?
Well, reasonable. At the time, he was the maddest gangster in Adelaide sort of thing. He wasn't a good one, obviously, because he was getting caught. And
when you got there, did he have others with him or was it just you and him?
No, there was one other guy and the guy that I knew. So it wasn't many. But he wasn't.
But it was a nice civil chat. He's the same age as me,
an Italian fella, so he was no bigger. He had a bit of a reputation. But the funniest thing out of it was the police thing a week later because that bloke told me, like he was lecturing me as if, what are you doing hanging around him? I said, mate, I'm not hanging around him, trust me. So be careful if you're a wannabe gangster out there. You'll get caught.
Nah, it's a good story. Hey, just a quick shout out this morning, Roo, my new favourite footy team, the Crabs.
Who?
The Crabs. McGain Real Estate sponsor Flinders Uni. They're called the Crabs.
Flinders Uni Crabs. Yeah.
And they went down on the weekend in the prelim final.
They don't go straight down the middle, though. They go sideways a bit.
Yeah. Sideways, yeah. That was their problem. Go on, the Crabs. Go straight down the gut.
I like switching out of defence.
They do. Ruined it's here on Triple M.
Our next guest is a comedian originally from the Riverland who is taking over the world. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
I didn't know there were two funny blokes come out of the Riverland. Unbelievable.
Yeah, g'day, Gilly.
Who was the other one?
Tony Roger.
Mark Rochelle. Oh,
yeah. He's a laugh, Mark.
Yeah. How are you, Gilly?
Yeah, not too bad. I'll tell you who's a bigger laugh. Gary Ablett Sr.
Come on. Gee. Don't you believe in God?
Yeah, well, he did say that Lucifer's coming back to take the throne, so we need him more than ever, don't we? We'll get into him soon. But how are you boys?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Dits is up and about. Got a big game tonight, v. Collingwood.
I'm just going to warn you, Dits. I don't know why I'm doing this, but there's a couple punchlines with your name on them this morning. So I hope we're still friends at the end of this.
I'm excited, Gilly.
All right. So let's get into the news. Is that all right?
Yeah. Go for it.
All right, well, I don't know if you saw. This is my favourite story from the weekend. A girl who works at KFC here in Australia is now earning $220,000 a year selling nude photos of herself on the website OnlyFans.
Right, what? Right.
$10 a month, it gets you a combo of all the breasts and thighs you want. Yeah. So look.
Can you subscribe to that? Or not?
Yeah, you can subscribe, mate. $10. Right. I can't. I'm so broke, I've actually had to subscribe to a girl who works at Red Rooster. Lower quality bird.
Yeah, good.
Sad story again. Thieves have broken into the home in Morfettville and stolen a young boy's snake.
Right.
I read that in the Times yesterday, yeah. Mm. Our thoughts go out to the lad Scoutmaster who'd been eyeing off his snake for the last year.
Scouts are good.
Good morning to all the scouts.
Let's talk about Mark Philippoussis. I was loving that podcast he was on. I think it might have been Howie's podcast.
Yeah.
Where he spoke about the height of his career and the spending and stuff like that. The bit that I was loving was where he said that he once spent $100,000 on a car because he didn't want to have to catch a taxi.
Yeah,
he then sold the car the next day.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
That's tennis stars for you. How about squash stars? Dits, I heard that at the height of your career, you didn't want to have to ride in a taxi, so you walked. Is that true?
Spot on. Oh, he tried.
Hey, Gilly, he did buy a Porsche over lunch one day. I mean, this bloke...
Is that right?
He's up with Philippoussis.
Me and the poo. Yeah, we're the same.
He's a bit more Bernard Tomic, I think.
Donald Trump has had an assassination attempt over the weekend.
Yep.
He was sent a letter laced with poison.
Yep.
I mean, what an insane way to try and get Donald Trump. If you want to assassinate President Trump, why send him a letter? He doesn't read.
That would be like, read.
You can't read. I mean, doing that would be like sending an assassin to the gym to find dits. You're wasting your time.
He'll go back to next gen one day. He'll go back to next gen.
All right. Well,
got to be patient in that sniper, don't you?
I tell you what, I'm losing one of my great supporters here in dits. So
I'm loving it.
Let's just jump back on and finish up with Gary Ablett Senior. I think we've got some of the audio. Did you guys actually listen to the 27-minute clip?
I listened to the first 5 minutes, yeah.
We're talking about the Illuminati, Freemasonry, fraternities, secret society people who are behind all this. It's been going on now since the plans all started with the Illuminati way back in 1776, somewhere there. And they've been working on this for a long time to bring about the New World Order. They're all globalists wanting a new world order so they can put Lucifer on the throne of the world.
Right.
I mean, I mustn't have listened to Sunday School. I didn't remember that.
It was the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is the controlling reptilian elite, you know. They believe the Queen and the New World Order. But I've never, I have to say, even heard Gary Ablett Sr. in my life. So this is like the first time I'm outside just watching him play footy. And I think it's suspicious. He's getting a lot of grief. People are saying he's lost his mind. But isn't it interesting that this is happening at the same time that 5G towers are out there? And I don't think it's Gary's fault. I think 5G has melted Gary's head.
Yeah.
And I think he's absolutely spot on here. Mm. And I say end 5G and save Gary Senior.
Yeah, it would have to be 5G, wouldn't it?
Because you know who'd be the most mad with that clip? Pete Evans, because he's thinking, I'm the only bloody nut job in this country. I'll tell you that.
He's been dethroned, hasn't he?
Sit down, Senior. Yeah.
Good on you, Gilly. Thanks for joining us.
There you go.
And by the way, hey, great gig too coming up this Thursday night, Gilly. Sorry, I nearly forgot. You're down at Jive.
I am down at Jive. Yeah, come down. Dits, you came along. It's a bloody good comedy night.
Yeah, I loved it. It was good. It's a really good venue down there in Hindley Street, and it's called Jive. You'll love Gilly Live. Fantastic on stage. Speak next week, Gilly.
Thanks, gents. Have a good one.
See you, Gilly.
Roo, just quickly, sorry, I've got an update on the Crabs. I neglected to say the women Crabs won their grand final. This is Flinders Uni.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, so the women won the grand final, and the men,
the men got it wrong again.
I can't remember this, but you and I apparently said that the Flinders Uni Crabs, the men's team, 3 years ago, we said they're the worst team in Australia.
Oh, well, there must have been a reason why we said it.
So they've improved. But anyway, well done to the Crabs. The women up there.
Well done, girls.
They didn't go sideways.
Well, you always throw the female crabs back too, remember? When you're raking.
To do the right thing.
When you're raking,
yes.
You just keep the blueies.
That's right, because they need to produce.
And the crabs are running, by the way, too, because?
The month has got...
keep going.
An R in it.
Spot on.
There you go.
Full marks.
September.
First month of the year with an R in it,
yep.
And the crabs are going hot at the moment.
So well done to the crabs up there at Flinders Uni.
Yes, even the female footballers that are winning grand finals. Yeah.
Dits, it's a funny time of year. Finals, big decisions are going to be made. Mm. Some clubs haven't been in finals for a long time, like the Flinders Uni Crabs, but there's a lot of footballers at the moment. St Kilda, for instance, haven't been in the finals for 9 or 10 years.
Yeah.
And they've made it, which is great for them.
Yep.
They've had a long drought. One of their players, Jake Carlisle, is about to have his third kid, and he's tossing up whether he should be at the birth or play in the first final for 9 or 10 years.
Western Bulldogs have got two players who have got imminent births, Easton Wood and Josh Bruce. So same thing. They are sort of erring on the side of, we don't think we can play. Big final coming up.
Tough decision.
And then on the weekend, Josh Port, Australian cyclist, rode in the Tour de France. His wife urged him to ride. She said, no, you've got to ride in the Tour de France. So, you know, people always see this differently, don't they?
Sure do. I've had six, and the first one, unbelievable. Like, the first experience of watching a birth, and I say to everyone who's about to have a kid, it is the best thing you'll ever witness in your life. Hopefully, if it all goes right, it can be absolutely nerve-wracking as well if things, you know, sort of go a little bit wrong and you need a little bit of luck. But generally speaking, it is an unbelievable experience. You cannot believe how it happens, you know, how it how the body works and how you get a baby out of the mother.
Spectacular.
And, yeah, it is sort of spectacular is one word. You can, plenty of other words you can use to describe. But if you're only having one kid, you would never want to miss it.
Mm.
If you've had a couple and you're up to number three and that's a Tour de France or a first final, I can understand why you maybe think, well, I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
I'll move on.
Yeah.
But I can see how the wife would say,
they've done that.
You'll be staying, and you probably should listen to your wife in these instances because you'll hear about it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do. I'm wrapped that I've never had to make that decision.
So six times, none of them ever coincided with an important game or an event?
No. All my births were after footy anyway. But it was just brilliant. I love it, and it's beautiful, and it's fascinating. And but I can understand why you'd go and play a game of footy as well.
All right.
Hold it against anyone.
Anyone listening, have you missed the birth of your child, and why? What was the reason? What made you miss the birth of your child?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know.
By choice or by accident?
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
How did it happen?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. And we've got a great prize, actually. 4 tickets. You and 3 mates can go to the Bend this weekend. The supercars are back at the Bend. Tickets are on sale now at thebend.com.au. But you can win 4 tickets right now to tell us how or why you missed the birth of your kids.
Triple M. How did you miss the birth of your little baby, your son or your daughter? This is after we're saying that there are some sporting people this weekend, the next week or two, have got dilemmas. So Richie Port on the weekend rode in the Tour de France and his wife said, go ahead and ride. You've got to be there.
Yeah.
Then you've got a couple of footballers
plenty of footballers who are tossing up whether they should play or go and support the wife. Let's go to Elizabeth. G'day, Dave.
How you going, boys? How are we?
Good, Dave. Did you miss the birth?
Yeah, I did, mate. I went out for a bucks night, so I got the phone call later on in the night. So by the time I got to the hospital, I fell asleep in the chair. I was blind, and they woke me up. By the time they tried it, they couldn't wake me up. So when I did wake up, it was all over.
Is that your first kid?
Our popular Dave?
I wasn't popular. She actually had a go at me about it on the weekend at a barbecue.
How many years later?
12 years later, mate.
You'll never hear the end of it.
They never hold a grudge, do they?
Oh, mate, what do you do? At least I got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a great spectacle witnessing your birth, and the Bucks nights are often great spectacles as well.
Just I do remember, him sleeping in a chair in the hospital sort of reminds me of you, Roo. One of the photos we got of you was you sleeping on Sarah's bed in the Burnside Hospital.
She was getting a bit slack by about number 5 or 6, and she took a bit longer than normal, so I just had a little snooze.
So she was sitting in the chair by the bed, and you were laying on the bed.
I told her to move over a bit, just to have a little bit of a snooze.
How did you miss the birth of your child? Give us a ring, 1-3-3-5-3. Ruined, it's on Triple M.
We got 4 tickets to go to the Bend this weekend. The supercars are back at the Bend.
Triple M, how or why or when did you miss the birth of your child? So David, Elizabeth was... Yeah. because he was on a Bucks night.
Yeah, and he's still hearing about it 12 years
that's
later.
That's right.
They'll never forget. They'll never let it go. Let's go to the mighty Riverland. G'day, Jack.
How you going, mate? All right.
What part of the Riverland are you from?
I'm a Loxton boy, mate.
Loxton, the Tigers.
You won't win. That's the opposition.
No, Loxton North, mate.
What's your surname, Loxton. Jack?
Nelson.
Not related to the great Sandy.
Yeah, he's my brother.
Oh, you're joking. Beauty. Well, his son coached the premiership yesterday, the under-12s at Glenunga.
Oh, Benny boy.
Benny boy, yep.
Yeah, good on
Have you
on
got
him.
A handshake like Sandy?
I tried to, mate, but he sort of gets the last crush in, you know.
Yeah, like. For all the listeners out there, when you shake Sandy Nelson or Ben Nelson's hand, they just try and crush every bone in your hand.
Now, I was talking to Sandy the other day, and he played in 7 Sturt premierships, Jack. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then he started talking about other blokes. He said, oh, he only played in 5.
Yeah.
He only played for underachievers.
5 in the first 5 years.
Underachievers, he said.
Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went to nearly all of those. Yeah. Mum and Dad used to pick me up from after school up in Locks, and we'd drive down to town there every weekend and watch him play.
The big smoke.
Yeah, in the big smoke.
How did you miss the birth of your child, Jack?
Well, actually, it was a mate of mine, and it's a bit of a funny, and it's Brooke Fogden's dad.
Yes, yeah.
You know Brookie, do
you? Yeah, I know the Fogdens.
West
Adelaide. Yeah, well, Jill was ready to farrow, and anyway, we went out the farm, and we got out there about 7 o'clock, and we were going spotlighting.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we're getting ready there, and then Jill came out from the house, and she said, oh, I reckon I better go, Peter. To the hospital. So anyway, he said, oh, hurry up and get ready. And there's about 30 k's in the town, so he dropped her in the town, came back and...
dropped her
He dropped her off, yeah. And
then, did he walk her in?
He left her there and she said, where are you going? He said, oh, no, the boy's back there ready to go spotlight. So back he came and away we went. We got home about 4 in the morning, you know, full of... port and green ginger and a few foxes and that. And so he rang the hospital and, she had it about 10 minutes after he dropped her off. Oh,
surprise, surprise.
So we had another bottle of green ginger.
To celebrate it, wet the head.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, but that was the norm back in those days, wasn't it, not to go to the hospital, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that was the fourth child, anyway.
That don't count.
Old hat by then.
I imagine if you missed a game of footy for a birth, you'd be the weakest bloke around, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's it. Oh,
All right, Jack.
Good on you, Jack.
Do you want to go to supercars at the Bend on the weekend, or is it too far away from Loxton?
Well, it's a bit too far away. We've got a Loxton North reunion golf day Friday and Sunday, I've got about 100 fellas coming in.
Oh, well, good on you.
Golf at the Loxton Footy Club and renew because of all this virus and that. No one's caught up with each other. So it's going to be a big weekend. But give it to Dave from Elizabeth.
All right?
Yeah. No worries, mate.
All right. Good on you, Jack.
This is our Ring Around the Country Community Board. If you've got a fate on, if you've got a fate this weekend
this
or a barbecue
fantastic.
Or a...
Good on you, Jack Nelson from Loxton. I found all about what's happening.
Yeah, they've just run through the Boobarowee Boys Brass Band are playing this weekend in Burrough, if you'd like to check that out.
And Dave from Elizabeth, you've been the beneficiary of that Loxton North reunion. You're heading to the Bend. And if you want to go to the supercars, they're back at the Bend. Tickets are on sale now at thebend.com.au.
Hang on, the Caramulka Quilt Makers, they're having a tea morning
Don't
as well.
Don't you compare Loxton Football Club to the Quilt Makers.
It's on Triple M. What about tonight? What a way to finish the AFL season. Port Adelaide up against Collingwood.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide need to finish top, you would think.
They're top two anyway. They get the double chance.
And Collingwood would want to win as well. And you explained this earlier.
Yeah, exactly right. Dits, they finished top. They've been top all year. So there's a bit of romance with finishing top and doesn't make any difference in terms of what happens with the finals afterwards. But if they win tonight, Port will play the Cats in the first week of finals, lose, and they play the Tigers. So both big tasks. And Port did flog Richmond when they played them and got badly beaten by the Cats. So,
yep.
But I'd rather play the Cats than the Tigers, to be honest, if I was Port.
Why do you say that?
I just reckon the Cats are out of form the last couple of weeks and the Tigers are really revving up big time. I reckon they're red-hot premiership favourites, the Tigers, in front of maybe Port, second best. And Collingwood want to win as well because they probably don't want to go to Perth and play the West Coast Eagles. So Collingwood will be up and about tonight. They got a good side now. DeGoey's back in, so that'll be a bit of a challenge for someone to... Stand, who do you think would get to go? Maybe Tommy Jonas. I reckon Tommy would get him when he's forward.
Possibly.
Yep. And so this will be a big game. It's a great little trial run for Port Adelaide going to the Gabba and playing a night game because the grand final will be played same place, same time. And it's been very slippery up there at night. So this is a really good hit out because Port will come back. And if they do the right thing, they'll win both finals here in Adelaide and go back to the Gabba. So I think this is a good trial for them. A lot of Port supporters wanted this game to be in Adelaide and said it should have been in Adelaide. And you could definitely make a case for that. But I think they're getting the added benefit of having a run at the Gabba.
I think you're right. Yep. Get up there and experience it because you might be playing there on the big day in a few weeks' time.
I won't even ask you what you're thinking about tonight.
No, please don't.
Just get the job done.
Just take it as it comes.
Alice is out there screaming with her beanie and scarf on, all ready to go tonight.
Yep.
She's a Collingwood supporter.
She is. She's crazy.
Toss of the coin for me.
Tonight's game? Toss of the coin.
Ooh,
okay. I'm confident.
Are you?
Yeah, confident. Finish top.
Beautiful. All right. Good luck, Dits.
Okay. In a moment, Peter Ford to join us with the World of Entertainment. Sam Newman is taking Channel 9 to court.
What?
Where he worked for a long, long time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's not a nice story. We'll find out more in just a moment.
Triple M. On Ruined Dits for Breakfast. It's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
Oh, good morning, Peter. Not a nice story when you hear that a long-term employee, someone like Sam Newman, is suing Channel 9. What's the story?
Gee, that's turned ugly pretty fast, hasn't it? Because he's no longer employed by them and now he's suing them. So this harks back to the reporting and the outrage, if you like, over that podcast that he does. And in it, it was reported on the Channel 9 News what was going on. And because of that report and words that were used in that report, he's now going after them and other media organisations. So he's not going after Nicky Winmar. He's not going after Wayne Ludby, who took that famous photograph. He's going after the outlets, the media outlets, for the way they described him in that. So I think he means it. I don't think he's stuffing around. He's got one of the top defamation lawyers in Melbourne, Stuart Gibson, representing him. So he's going in hard.
How much is he going for?
I don't know. I don't know this necessarily about money. I think it's more, and it wouldn't get a lot out of it, to be honest, because you'd have to go...
Pretty chunky contract, Sam has.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing is, you've got to be able to... Defamation's a really hard thing in Australia. And you've got to be able to go and say, oh, my reputation has been ruined. Well, they're going to argue your reputation was shocking to begin with.
He's had a good crack at it himself.
Yeah. John Farnham's not too happy. Farnsie.
Well, we had, Melbourne at the moment is a very political charged, highly charged atmosphere at the moment. You know, everyone's for or against, and even though everyone loves these numbers that are coming out yesterday and today, but still, it's still a hard time for a lot of people. So these anti-lockdown protesters turned up at the huge Chadstone shopping centre yesterday, and they got there and they all sang You're the Voice. And then when the cops arrived, they all ran away. I mean, it's not exactly the PLO, is it? Or Sinn Féin. It's very Melbourne. Turn up at the hot donut stand and sing You're the Voice and then run away. And then they were going off to the Footscray Market to do it again there, but they didn't realise Footscray Market's closed on a Sunday, so they were kind of left dangling. But Farnham's manager, Glenn Wheatley, has hit out and said, you know, he doesn't want his music used in any protest of any kind. Doesn't mean if he's for it, doesn't mean he's against it. He just doesn't want to get involved. And if you think about Farnham, he never gets controversial. In any interviews he does, he's always light and bright. He doesn't like talking about anything that's going to upset people.
Has James Packer got a bit to worry about in Mariah Carey's new book?
I doubt it, but I am going to be curious to see what she ends up writing about him, because she can't avoid it. It was several years she was engaged to be married, but of course there was a very big financial settlement when they split up. You know, he paid her a stack of money, some somewhere between $8 and $13 million. That includes the ring, which she still wears. She still wears that engagement ring, which, you know, it's an interesting question of etiquette. Are you meant to hand the ring back or not when it's worth a couple of $1 million?
Why would you want to look at it and remind it yourself about a failed engagement?
I mean, do the right thing and, you know, put it on eBay and try and sell it, you know. So anyway, the book is coming out at the end of this week, and I reckon when he handed over that $8 to $13 million, it would have been on the condition, sign this, you never say anything nasty about James Packer. So she might say lovely things. She can't not mention him, but she will probably say just lovely things and how we just went our separate ways, but we still respect each other, all that yada, yada, yada.
Yep, fair enough. Good on you, Peter. We'll talk next week. Peter Ford from the World of Entertainment.
You've heard of the GOAT, Triple M's GOAT, the greatest of all time. Now get ready for the WOAT, the worst of all time. Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dez'sminibus.com.au.
Just love it when it sneaks up to some money that you'd like to win. It's $750 right now, and it'll keep jackpotting by $150 a day if you don't guess the song.
All right, let's have another listen to it.
A 1, 2, 3.
Righto. Okay. Now, I've had a couple of guesses already. Someone here on the Automasters text line is saying Rob Thomas, 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No. Is the song Tragedy by the Bee Gees? No.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel from Hackham. Is it Suicide is Painless, which is the MASH theme? We've had that a couple of times.
Yeah, we have.
No, none of those. Give us a ring. 1-3-3-5-3 for $750.
Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast. The WOAT, the worst of all time. Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dez'sminibus.com.au.
Couple of more texts there, dits. Is it Suicide Blonde by INXS? No. Band on the Run. Wings, is that the song? All right, let's go to Evanston. G'day, Kerry.
Hello, how are you?
What are you thinking it is, Kerry? Are you confident?
Not really, but I think that it might be Midnight Oil's Blue Sky Mine.
Okay. Sorry, Kerry, that's not it. Sorry.
Ooh. Let's go to Hillcrest. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, real boy.
Hiya, Paul.
Yeah, good, thank you.
What song do you think it is?
Oh, look, I'm a bit old school. I was going to go Arthur's theme, but I don't think you'd play that, so I reckon it might be Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel
California. That's a shame, Paul. It was actually Arthur's theme. No, it wasn't. Oh. Let's move on. Let's go to Elizabeth East. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Eric.
What do you think it is?
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Ooh, okay. She's buying the stairway to heaven. Classic. No, it's not, Eric. So what does that mean, Roo? It
means it's $900 on Tuesday. That's something to look forward to when you wake up tomorrow. $900.
Beautiful, yeah. All thanks to Dez's, their minibuses and their cabs. Let them be your designated driver on 133 77. $900 tomorrow.
Not far off Monday talkback.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days.
Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Righto, this is the 11th rescue we're doing, Roo.
Good.
Right, what's today's all about?
Today is all about the Kensington Cardinals Baseball Club.
Okay.
Who are doing it a bit rough at the moment. We've had an entrant by the name of Leo who wants to tell us all about it.
All right, let's get him on. Good morning, Leo.
Morning, Ruined It. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Where are you from, Leo?
Wattle Park.
Okay.
What would you like to tell us about, Leo?
Well, first of all, I joined the club last year just so I can get fit and have a hobby.
Good.
And I just noticed when I joined the club last year, the gear that they've got is pretty outdated. And then when the virus come through, we're sort of sharing, you know, a couple of batter's helmets and the, you know, most of the balls are pretty ratty and they had like one or two bats to share for the whole club. And I thought, you know, there's a guy there, Tony, the vice president, works so hard, does everything off his own back, you know, line marking, coaching, groundsman, everything. And I thought the club could really use a bit of a hand.
So he's the heart and soul of the club, is he?
Oh, definitely. Right. He does everything. So
where's the pitch that you play at? Is that at Newland Park or?
Yeah, on Hallett Road.
Mm. Hallett Road, yeah.
Hallett Road, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, Leo, well done. So when you say you've joined a new plate, I'm not trying to be funny, but you don't sound like you're a young kid or an under-18-year-old. What team are you playing?
Well, I'm joining Division 7, which is...
That's right.
If I was 13, I'd been 13, but Division 7 is like for the seniors,
yep.
You know.
Beautiful.
Good on you.
But, it's a great club, great people, and I just think we could use a hanky, even the batter's nets, you know, it's the cage is all the nets are hanging all ripped, and it's just, I think membership's a bit down, and they're just struggling a bit, and I just thought,
good on you.
Just from an outsider coming in, definitely, if you could, yeah, be great.
Well, that's good on you. Stay on the line, Leo. Who we got on the other line there,
Roo? We have got Tony, the man he was talking about, on the line. G'day, Tony.
How you going, Roo?
It's Roo and Ditz here. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
You've been, I'm very well. You've been nominated and said that you're the heart and soul of the Kensington Cardinals Baseball Club. Is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm one of a many group of people at the club, mate, that very hardworking people there.
So, how long have you been involved?
35 plus years.
I love hearing stories about this. It's people who give their all for sporting clubs just to make them survive.
Well done. Now,
Thanks,
Tony, I'll tell you what, this is just a small gesture for all of your year's service. We're going to send you down to the National Wine Centre so you can have a night out. We'll give you $100 a voucher to spend down there.
You
so
know
you
can how take good that joint on. Is
yeah,
down
it's
there.
It's very, very good.
Awesome.
But what can we do for the club, Roo?
Well, what we're going to do with the club is give them $1,000 worth of new gear. How good's that, Tony?
Mate, that is unbelievable. Much appreciated. Worth it.
We get some bats, helmets, and some new baseballs, okay?
And our friends at the Adelaide Giants as well, they're going to donate some signed Giants merchandise so your club can perhaps auction them off or put them up on the walls or do whatever you want to do with.
Perfect.
All right. Well,
good on you, Tony and Leo. Well done. Well done for putting in your club.
Thanks, Leo.
That's fantastic. More than I expected. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, guys. Good stuff.
No worries.
Love your work, boys.
Well done. Good stuff. Enjoy it. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo and Ditz for breakfast. Roo, with our 50 ways in 50 days, we sent a fella and his son off to the footy over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. Off to Adelaide v Richmond, but not just off to the footy.
No.
He got the best seats in the house at Adelaide Oval, and he joins us now. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. How you going?
How did you go at the footy?
Oh, mate, me and my son Zach loved it. It was they were the best seats in the house, indeed.
Well, that's good, and your lad had a good time, and it was the first time you've been to Adelaide Oval, so you ticked a few boxes.
Oh, a few boxes, yep, and I can't thank Mr. Thomas enough, and we met his young son, and he was a gentleman, and he welcomed us with open arms. Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you to Thomas Foods and Darren. It was... can't thank him enough.
And you said it's the first time you'd been to Adelaide Oval. What did you think?
Oh, they've done a wonderful job, and we've seen the people climbing the roof and the sunset coming over on the other side. We're on the halfway line looking at the sunset. It was just beautiful.
Good stuff.
So your son will want to do that next. He want to go climb the roof.
That's what he said. Dad, can you buy one of these?
Well, you can go. I'm not sure if there's an age limit on it, but it's a great thing to do, the Adelaide Oval roof climb, if you can tick that box another day. Rob, hey, great story, and hopefully you're fitting into Adelaide, and hope your lad enjoyed the footy, and all the best in the future. Thanks for listening to Triple M.
Yeah, thank you, Triple M and Thomas Foods.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Rob. Have a good day.
Well done, Rob. And we got a nice photo of them at the footy.
Yeah,
look like they're having a great time.
Winners all round.
Yeah. Ruined. It's on Triple M.